Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. lost 5,800 farms in 2019 versus 2018, but according to the USDA, that's the smallest decline in recent years. AgWeb.com reports since 2012, the average year-over-year decline was around 12,000 farms, with the biggest drop from 2014 to 2015. In 2019, the total number of farms in the U.S. totals 2,023,400. This year-over-year drop is on par with recent years and a sign farmland isn't vanishing as quickly as some think. The USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service recently reported the government of Brazil subsidizes Brazilian cattle production to the tune of about $1.2 billion U.S. dollars. But last week, the USDA announced it's opening the U.S. markets to imports of fresh Brazilian beef, and that's not sitting well with cattlemen. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard says that will pit America's cattle families against Brazil's $1.2 billion in subsidies, meaning the U.S. will compete against the Brazilian treasury. A reduced snowpack leads to cautious water allocations for San Joaquin Valley farmers in California. The Federal Central Valley Project says it expects to provide agricultural water contractors south of the Delta with 15% supplies. The CVP says the allocation would have been less had it not been for new operations plans signed recently. Farm water contractors north of the Delta received a 50% allocation. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.